بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد continue with this kitab أنوار الصلاة which is the bayan of Hazrat Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali and it has been penned down by Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali and he has put some explanation to it also to make it easier. So we are busy with the first lesson with regard to what is the reality and what will bring up, give us a loving namaz. And as we have explained, when namaz comes right, then our whole deen will come right. If our deen is in order, then our dunya will come in order. And deen and dunya is made, then obviously akhirat, a person will get enjoyment. So further, we after learning, that a person, the first and important effort that a person has to do, and in fact this is supposed to be a natural thing for every human being, firstly is, apne Rabb ko pehchane, to recognize our Creator Allah Rabbul Izzah. That's supposed to be a natural thing for any person. Any person is getting any favor from anybody, then naturally a person who's got the slightest amount of understanding, intelligence, he'll ponder, who is this kind person granting me this? So a person naturally is supposed to be pondering and thinking, who has given me my existence? Who has given me all my favors? So when you start recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is the true reality of recognition? Now you want to know how, what this person wants from me? How can I please this person? How can I stay away from his disobedience? And in order to know how to please Allah and stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has to learn what are the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person starts learning this, then that will create such a enthusiasm in a person that he will be eager to fulfill the commands of Allah and will realize the greatest of all commandments after iman is salah. And salah is that great ibadat that will give us acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it will remove and it is the root way to remove all types of evil, bad habits from our lives that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then further now we carry on with this lesson and see how valuable salah is. What a great gift it is. Salah is not just an ordinary thing. When we realize this, now we'll realize what a great gift salah is and a person will naturally now want to make an effort to improve his salah. Somebody gives you a new gadget, the new technology, somebody gives you an iPad or somebody gives you a new iPhone, whatever. Now, if you don't know how to use it, you think, this thing is useless. But as you start knowing how to use it and you learn the different features, etc., now you overtake and you just can't stop using that thing. Even you go onto your bed, your parents think you're sleeping, you are in a different world all day. Just busy one way, your fingers are moving, your mind is moving. Just engage in that. You are so engaged, people are talking to you also. You're not alert, you're not here in this world. Because that thing is or has overtaken you. Wallahi, if we get the reality, just a glimpse of the reality of salah, then we will just be overtaken with salah. Any worry comes to a person immediately, like we see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nature. And then when Sahaba sat in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this became their nature. That any condition just changed, like the weather changed, immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned towards salah. Go towards Allah Rabbul Izzah. That we don't know what can happen. A great disaster can come down. Allah Ta'ala with this wind can blow us away. And what can happen? Any worry comes to a person, immediately to salah. Because you know, that is that thing that will solve my problem. So what is the salah in reality? Or is namaz se koi ghafil nahi? That nobody is unmindful of the salah. That means no creation of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has created, every creation is engaged in salah. And as we will learn in some part of salah. For example, na darakh, na imarat, na parind, na hayawanat, na hasharat, na zameen, na pahar, na sitara, na asman, na arwa, na farishte. That neither are the trees unmindful of salah. That is all vegetation, they are not unmindful of salah. Neither are the huge, huge buildings. We think they are just dead things. No, everything has got life. But with everything's life is according to how much Allah has put. Some things look dead, but they has got life in it. So even the buildings are not unmindful of salah. Even the birds flying in the air are not unmindful of salah. All the other animals, they are not unmindful of salah. Even the insects that are crawling on the ground, etc., small, small ants, whatever insects, they are also not unmindful of salah. Neither is the earth unmindful of salah. Neither are the mountains unmindful of salah. Neither are the stars and the heavens unmindful of salah. Neither are the souls and neither are the angels unmindful of salah. In other words, every creation is engaged in salah. So, if such as every creation is engaged in salah, that alone should make us ponder what a great action it is. And shouldn't I be also involved in salah? And see, then Allahu Akbar, every creation is involved to a certain degree. But Allah has given us such honor that we can get everything in one capsule. For example now, what is the salah of all these different creations to understand? What is the salah of the trees, the buildings, etc.? Jaisa ke namaz-e darakht aur imarat ki qiyam hai. That the salah of the trees and the big standing the buildings, they are in the standing position. They are in qiyam. So all the time they are only engaged in qiyam. In one action of salah. So the trees, etc., the buildings, all the big skyscrapers, they are all involved in qiyam, the qiyam position. Or parind or hayawanat ki ruku. And the birds that are flying and other animals, we find that they are in the bowing down posture. So they are in ruku all the time, the animals. Then, or tamam hasharat ki sujood, and all the insects that are crawling on the ground, they are engaged in sajda all the time. So all these creation are busy in one action of salah. Or zameen or pahar ki quud, and we find that the earth and the mountains that are flat on the ground, they are engaged in the sitting posture of salah, which we call the jalsa posture, the attahiyat posture. They are involved in that posture of salah. So every creation has just got one part of salah, but everybody is engaged in salah. Then the heavens or sitaro asman ki harkat, and we find that the stars also, the heavenly bodies, the skies, they are also involved in salah. What is their salah? All the time they moving, rotating on the axis. So the movement of salah from one posture to another posture, they are engaged in movement. Allahu Akbar. Or arwa or farishto ki taharat, or tasbih, or kalima shahadat, or tilawati Quran, or dua. Allahu Akbar. Then we find the angels and the souls that are in the heavens also. What are their salah? They involved in purity. And reading the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. They are engaged in reading kalima shahadat, engaged in reading tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem, engaged in making dua. So the malaika also have got one portion of salah. And Allah, but now insan, this human being, or is insan ko ke khas chela sarkari hai, sari khubiya tori arsat mein marhamat farmaye. Allah, Aur khalifa karke sab par usko hukam diya. And this human being who is actually the royal servant, we are the servant of the royal court of Allah Rabbul Izzah. We are the most honorable of all the creation. Allah Ta'ala has given us all these beautiful actions, all these goodness, qiyam, ruku, sujood, then tasbih, then tilawat of Quran, then dua, all these things put together, qaida, sitting position, all this together, Allah Ta'ala has given us in a split moment. In 2 minutes, or 1 minute also of 2 rakats of salah, in each rakat, you got all these postures in 1 rakat. Allahu Akbar. And in 2 minutes, you made 2 rakat salah. What the whole creation is involved in. Allah Ta'ala has blessed this insan. Why? Allah Ta'ala has made you his khalifa, his vicegerent. Allah Ta'ala has made you his representative. And not only made you his representative, Allah Ta'ala gave you authority over everything in this world. As we explained, that this brain Allah Ta'ala has given, just the brain alone is such a magnificent creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that insan with this brain, he controls animals also.
How we explain that animal, a lion also thought, what is this human being? But when this human being made one small threat and he trapped the lion, now he was shocked. Yes, now I know what is this human being. So this human being is controlling the airspace. The human being is now, Allah Ta'ala gave you authority over the oceans. Allah Ta'ala gave you authority over the earth. Allah Ta'ala gave you all this authority. Why? Because you are the best of all creation. And Allah gave you the best gift all in one peck, complete peck. Not just one part of it. So from this we understand and realize that salah in reality is no burden. It's not even a duty in reality. Salah is a very, very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all the creation are enjoying one part of salah, Allah ta'ala has given me all that in one complete perfect form. Jisne farma badda, now when you became the Khalifa, Allah has chosen you, and each human being is chosen to be the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. You choose somebody, you are going out of your business, or you're going out of you the imam or whatever, you put somebody in your place who you know is responsible. He will look after that position. So Allah ta'ala regards us as responsible. Allah regards us as the most responsible of all the creation. That Allah ta'ala chose me and you to be his Khalifa. Where do we deserve this in the least? But so if a person just thinks that now the Imam Sahib told me to perform my namaz, if I'm performing the namaz for the Imam, he's gone out for some duty. If I'm responsible enough, I'll make sure I'm there on time. I perform the namaz properly, etc. Somebody you left, a person you gone out, you left manager in your shop. If he's responsible enough, he'll take care and he'll look after them. So we should realize we are the vicegerents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. And how to fulfill this responsibility. Jisne farma bardari ki aur hukam baja laya aur uska mansab qayam raha aur beheshti hua aur jisne na farmani ki aur is par qayam raha wo be mansab hua. Allahu Akbar. Aur ulte paav dozakh mein gira. Then we must understand and realize when Allah Ta'ala has made you this Khalifa, Allah has made you his vicegerent, then that person who has appreciated this position and you become, how, what is the sign of appreciating this position? You become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have uphold this high position Allah Ta'ala has given you. The position of Khilafat is not an ordinary position. It is a position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you, which means that, Allahu Akbar, we just first complete this translation, then we'll explain a little what Hazrat teaches us here. Or when a person upholds this position by being obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in return, Allahu Akbar, is not just that he's just fulfilling his duty, he's a servant of Allah, we don't deserve anything. But in return, Allah Ta'ala makes him a jannati. Now Allah Ta'ala has prepared great palaces for him. That my vicegerent, he has uphold the position I've given him. And he saw Allah Ta'ala, the boss is so overtaken, he gives him a high reward. So Allah Ta'ala has in turn prepared jannat for us. If we uphold this position of being the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person doesn't realize and doesn't appreciate this position, like we see today, any government post, a person is given a position, your ordinary counselor, he doesn't uphold that position, then he's thrown out. Although today with the corruption, it's a different story. But if a person is a minister also, and he doesn't uphold that position, immediately he's sacked. The masses also will make a noise that what is it? But today with all the noise, that doesn't help. But this is not in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala gives us chance. And when Allah ta'ala sees that this person of my, this khalifa of mine, this representative, he is unmindful, he is not upholding my commandments, and he's qayyim, he's adamant on it. That he just loves his life. He does as he please. He doesn't realize that this life of his also does not belong to him. It is an amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ta'ala. Whatever he gets in life also, your children you get, your wife, etc. All this is a manat, a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person upholds this position, then he is worthy of that. If he doesn't uphold this position, then he'll fall on his back leg. In other words, backwards, he will fall totally into the fire of Jahannam. He will be doomed and fall into the depths, and he will be disgraced totally. In this world, he'll see the sign of disgrace, that he won't have a peaceful life. He won't, his life will be full of depression, etc. Today, the World Health Organization has shown that 99% of people suffering from any disease is stress-related. And stress is no disease in any, in reality. Stress in reality, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Don't be like those people who forget Allah. Allah will make you forget yourself. That I made you a khalifa, and you forget you, my khalifa. You want to act like the boss yourself, and not even a responsible boss. Such a, you in getting involved in such filth and dirt, in evil and filth, and you forget Allah Ta'ala, Allah says you don't cause harm to Allah Ta'ala. You don't cause harm to the deen of Allah. Allah will give you respite, but in that respite, Allah will give you warnings. Now all these type, anxiety, stress, depression, all this will come. If a person doesn't uphold his position, then he will remain like that, and he will die a lingering death, and worse, he'll be throwing himself upside down into the fire of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that why Allah Ta'ala has given us this great gift of salah, because we are the khalifas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to be a khalifa, a person has to be a responsible person. To be a khalifa, a khalifa of a certain person, that means he wants you to act according to him. You must have his type of temperament, his type of mizaj, then he'll give you khilafat. Then he'll say that, no, you are worth upholding my work, etc. But if you don't have that type of temperament, like Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an Kareem also, Sibghat Allah, get colored in the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you are worth being called the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't get colored in the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are not worth being called the Khalifa of Allah. And just in simple terms to understand what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, that now imbibe the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely merciful. Allah Ta'ala is very just. Allah Ta'ala is generous. Allah Ta'ala is compassionate. Allah Ta'ala has got feeling for the whole creation. So these qualities we have to imbibe. Otherwise, a person like, Allah Ta'ala save us, ulterior motives we all have. Even we come to the Khanqa to do the course to find Allah. But then we see our Shaykh is giving out khilafat. That he's saying, oh, now you are fit to be my vicegerent. Now we're desiring, I also, oh, when is my khilafat envelope going to come? I also want to become a khalifa. So in that way, there was one person who was went to his Shaykh also to do his islah, but then his intention changed, and his object of islah to find Allah, to get connected to Allah, that changed. Now he also thought, I want to become a khalifa. See how the Shaykh is getting honored. So many people are coming to him, greeting him, giving him presents. I also want this position, which in reality, that is not, that position comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you don't want that position, and now you're in the protection of Allah, then Allah ta'ala gives you that position. And if you want it outwardly, even if you get it for a while, but you are living in great danger. You are playing in the tunes of shaitan, that now you are going towards the fire of Jahannam, and you thinking you are somebody. So this person, he wanted khalifa, a khilafat. So the Shaykh wanted to show him that how immature he still is, that he can't look after a small thing, and he wants to look after khilafat, means you have to take care of yourself, your own islah all the time also, and try and help others to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh saw this person is very eager, so to teach him, he put a mouse in a small cup, and he covered it with a plate on top. And he told this person, don't open this plate, but go and deliver this to another buzurg in a certain city. And don't open it. If you open it, then your whole life is destroyed. So the person is going, but we are very eager. What we are told, al-insanu harisun fi ma munia. Insan is greedy in those things which he is prohibited. You don't do this, you tell your children, don't look there. They look. Don't look at the billboards, everybody will look. But, so what we are not supposed to do, that we want to do. So this person also on the way, and a mouse is not going to sit still. It's going to be jumping in that cup. Now on the one hand, that thing is jumping also. On the other hand, he's very inquisitive, easy to know, eager to know what is in there. Now, he just loves that plate slightly. And you think that mouse is going to stay. Immediately, it's going to jump out. And now that mouse jump out, now what is going to deliver? When he came back with that cup like that, the sheikh asked him, why you didn't deliver it? He said, that thing ran out. He says, you can't look after one mouse, you want to get khilafat. So we can't look after, Hazrat teaches us, that we don't even know how to eat the right food. We eat all junk food. And we spoil our health. We can't look after ourselves. Where are we going to be the Khalifa? How can we be the true Khalifas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How we don't, with our life pattern also is so upside down. When it's time to get up early in the morning for Fajr, enjoy the beautiful air, which Buzurs, Hakims have said, that Subah ki hawa, lakh rupiye ke dua. The dawa, the enjoyment of the fresh air at the time of Fajr, it's thousands of rains of medicine, it's more valuable than that. But we sleep late at night, involved in, like I said, now with this iPad, all these things, and Allahu Akbar. One person, one buzur came to one person's house, and he says that, well, why you got this TV in your house? Well, why you got this? He says, Hazrat, my children, they used to like to go out to a bioscope and go, in those days, they used to be bioscope, etc. So instead of letting them go out in the dangerous environment, rather keep them in the house. I brought, so I know they are here. So Hazrat says, oh, so you enjoy in your house dancing, zina, adultery, all these filth and dirt that's on the TV, you want it to take place in your house. And today, every person in their own rooms, they got their own TV. Every child in his own pocket, we got our own pornography sites. We got each one with his mobile, where and where we are going. If we don't know how to control it, whole night you're wasting your time on the internet. Hazrat explains, Allahu Akbar, a person leaves his beautiful halal wife, so beautiful, hoor of Jannat Allah has given him in this world. He leaves her and he goes and pretending he's very busy on the computer. He's busy on the porn site all the time, whole night. And in the morning, he's drowsy. He can't do his work properly. Fajr namaz is out of the question. So if we can't control our lives, how can we regard ourselves as the khalifas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So to get this control, first of all, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To imbibe the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How kind is Allah? How generous is Allah ta'ala? And as I explained, to realize that Allah ta'ala has given us whatever we have is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our life is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your children Allah give you, your baby, beautiful baby, that is Allah. Like when your child, you get that child so beautiful, as the child grows up, 9, 10 months, 11 months, now the child starts pulling your beard also, the child starts scratching you, you don't get upset and you break the child's finger, you feel hurt also. You get angry, but you know this is a child. This is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't cause harm to that child. Exactly the same, Hazrat explains that we must see in our own homes how much we are appreciating our families. Our wives is a great amanat. It's a trust from Allah. She's a trust from Allah ta'ala. She's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say that my Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Puri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, when I look at my wife, and when you look at your wife, you should think, yeh Layla kaha se aya? Yeh jaste maula se aya. That this wife of mine, where she didn't just fall from the tree top and just fall into my hands. She has been presented to me by Allah Rabbul Izzat. She is a special gift. My mother is a special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person realizes this, then you will, and man, Allah ta'ala says, Ar-rijalu qawwamun. We gave you broad shoulders, we gave you strength to take care of your family, not to abuse your family. not to get upset over small things. And like Hazrat says, Allahu Akbar, we have to learn to tolerate. How kind is Allah? People, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala says clearly in the Qur'an al-Kareem that there are those people who don't believe in Allah, who swear Allah Rabbul Izzat, who talk bad about Allah. Allah Ta'ala still gives them their food. Allah gives them all the enjoyments of dunya. Allah Ta'ala is so tolerant. As we learn in the kitab the other night, that when you read, Ya Haleem, how tolerant is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You learn to be tolerant at home also. In the business you learn to be tolerant. And Hazrat says, your wife Allah ta'ala has made us such that sometimes she gets upset. She'll say such words to you that will cause you so much hurt that 100 knives can't cause you so much hurt. What she will say, and here like in the masjid, you are big buzur. Everybody is saying, oh mashallah, big sheikh, everything. When you go home, then that is not there. Nobody is, she is not going to look at that. Like one woman used to tell her husband, who was a very great buzur, that you, what you like, you call yourself a buzur, and you just sitting on the ground like a mountain, just sit on the ground, you can't move anything. A buzurg is that person, he reads namaz on the ocean, he puts his musalla on the water, he reads namaz there. A buzurg, he flies in the air, so he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, give me the ability one day, that this old lady who's just nagging at me, she must see, who am I? So Allah ta'ala gave him the ability, Allah said, you put your musalla in the air, and you read your two rakats namaz, and we'll make you fly over your house. So he put his musalla, Allah ta'ala made him fly over his house. His wife saw from the window somebody flying. Then he came back after that, after namaz, etc. She says, you like a, what buzurg you are. You like a dabbu just sitting on the ground. You can't move. You should see a buzurg today. He was flying in the air and he said, oh, you saw. The buzurg was flying in the air. He says, yes, that buzurg was flying in the air. He says, you saw properly. You know who was that? He says, it was you. Say, oh, that's why it was going so crooked also. So your wife never, Hazrat says, the wife will only praise you two times. One is before she gets married to you. Hey, my fiancé, he is like this, he is like that. And the other time she'll praise you after you've gone from this world. In between, no praises. And we shouldn't expect that. So we should realize that we are the khalifas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah ta'ala is tolerant with us. Just think how we disrespect Allah. How we are not courteous to Allah ta'ala's commands, etc. Allah ta'ala tolerates us. So we should be tolerant within our circles. What Allah ta'ala has given us authority, we should be tolerant. And in the path of Sufism, to get the closeness of Allah, to become a high abdal, a qutub, a very great personality, this is not really dependent on ibadah. It's not really dependent on big zikr, etc., walking with a tasbih. This is actually dependent on how much you got the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wants to see qualities within us. Allah Ta'ala did not say, Inna Allah ma'al musallin. Allah is with those who perform salah. Allah Ta'ala is ma'al muttaqeen. Those who got taqwa. Those who got sabr. Those who got tolerance. And we see the pious servants of Allah. Allahu Akbar. The word abrar, which means the very great pious servants. Inna al-abrar lafi na'im. The abrar will be in Jannat. What does that mean? That abrar means الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْضَوْنَ الشَّرْ وَلَا يُؤْزُونَ الزَّرْ. The abrar are those servants that for a moment they don't like any type of evil. Anything that will displease Allah, they hate that action. And together with that, they got so much concern for the whole creation, as we learned last night also. A real person who's got the love of Allah, now he starts having Allah Ta'ala expand his heart. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Haven't we expanded your heart? What difficulties Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through. But Allahu Akbar, whoever threw stones, he threw flowers at them. He made dua for them. So this quality, we have to expand our heart. And we have to be tolerant. And we see the friends of Allah, like Man Abrar al-Haqsaf himself, that Abrar, he won't harm an ant. One Abrar al-Haqsaf rahmatullahi alayhi, one of our great pious elders, many years ago he visited our country. In one masjid he sat at the wuzu khana to perform wuzu. When he just about to open the tap, he saw a line of ants walking past. So immediately he closed the tap. He just opened it slightly, he closed it. He said, if I'm going to open my water full, these poor ants are all going to drown. He moved his place. He went 2-3 places away. He started making wuzu there. And a line of ants came there. Again he moved. These are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We get happy. No, let me open. Let those ants drown. They're just causing us problem all the time. Etc. So, Allah, but these are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who got feeling for the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi, Allahu Akbar, he visited our country many years ago, and then at one time he was a guest in Lodium at Brahmji's house, he was hosted there. One incident, Hazrat explains that one person picked up the musalla and he just rolled it and threw it at one side. Hazrat picked up that musalla and kissed it. So to say, said sorry to the musalla. A musalla that we think it's a dead thing. But that is a thing that Allah has given you as a gift. So even appreciate the musalla. Then Allahu Akbar. Hazrat, after the program, everything was over. Now he was told that go to your room. And obviously for the buzurg, they give the best room. So the best room was prepared there. Not just a double bed, not just a queen size bed, a king size bed was prepared. And when Hazrat went into the room, there was a cat. When he closed the door, he saw on the bed, a cat was having a nice snooze on that bed. Then Hazrat just slept on the floor. Whole night he slept on the floor. In the morning when they came to the room and they came to meet Hazrat, they say, oh, the bed is just as it is. Say, Hazrat, we prepared this king-size bed for you. What happened? He says, when I came in the room, a makhluk of Allah, the cat was having his peaceful sleep. I didn't regard it as fit for me to disturb the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your floor had so beautiful carpet, better than our mattresses at home. So what was the problem? So these are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah ta'ala can grant us these type of qualities that will come in a person, and this is that position Allah ta'ala gives you. To uphold that position. On the other hand, when a person, Allah Ta'ala gives you that position, then accordingly, a person has to use that position. For example, Allah Ta'ala has made you a sheikh. Now, in your way, Hazrat explains that when you are a sheikh, you have to make islah of your murids, etc. That is your work. Now, when you are a sheikh, you don't say humble, oh, I can't tell my murid anything. I can't tell him this, I can't tell him that. Then that you are not fit for that position also. Allah Ta'ala made you an ustad. Now, you don't say, oh, I'm very humble. I can't take out my students' mistakes. Then you are not fit for that position. So to have that authority also is important, but when you use your authority also, Hazrat Maulana Hakimul Ummat Maulana Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when I have to reprimand any of my murids, then at night in my heart I cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I beg forgiveness from Allah, that oh Allah, if I overstep the limit, please don't take me to task. So as parents also, as ustads also, we have to reprimand our children. Sometimes you have to tell your wife also, but do it in the right way. Don't become angry and lose your language, etc. So to know how to use this, that is why we first have to do the spores of coming to the khanka, do our islah, and then see a person, now you know this is my position. Allah has given me the position of his khalifa, and what a great gift. In order to remain on this position, a person becomes punctual at his salah, then see how he progresses. So one is a person realizes that salah is the combined ibadat of all the creation of Allah. Allah has given me in few moments. And why? Because Allah has made me his vicegerent. So now the salah becomes enjoyable. It's not a burden. It's a great enjoyment. And you realize it's a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then further, another aspect to understand salah. What a great gift it is. Aur janna chahiye ke jo koi namaz, panchgana ada karta hai, usko sawab aisa milta hai, jaisa zakat aur haj aur roze aur jihad ka. Allahu Akbar. Then a person who performs his salah 5 times daily, he not only, Allahu Akbar, as we explained, one niyat when we perform any ibadat, 2 things, iman, that is, I have full conviction, this is the command of Allah. And I am the slave of Allah. So I have to fulfill my master's command. And this is a great honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, Allah says, don't just fulfill the command that you nothing you're going to get. In return, ihtisaba, I'm going to reward you. I'm going to give you a great reward. Like one Maulana told, and if you know a person is going to reward you, he's very generous. And what enthusiasm, what eagerness you'll do that work. one Maulana to teach his muqtadis, that is, people who follow him in Salah, etc. Some people hardly used to come for Salah. Then in Jummah he said, that person who performs Salah for 40 days, Allah Ta'ala will give him a buffalo. In that time, a buffalo in India, Pakistan is like today a Mercedes Benz, a big flashy car. So he was very eager, I must get my flashy car. So 40 days, why? As we learned previously also, when you do it for 40 days, it becomes ingrained in you. It will start becoming your nature, and then you'll start progressing. So this person heard this bayan, this part he heard very clearly. Maulana said, 40 days I'll get my buffalo. He started his namaz, and carrying on, just counting the days. And not only counting the days, now he's preparing his place for his buffalo also. Like if you're getting your delivery, your Mercedes Benz, now you coming your salah just in and out, but you worried of your garage now, painting the garage, putting a carpet, everything, and then after 40 days, same time he came to the Maulana. Now 40 days, where's my buffalo? He says, I can't afford a bicycle, where I'm going to give you a buffalo? He says, so why you told me 40? He says, when you do it 40 days, namaz will come part of your life and you'll get all the goodness. He says, oh, I knew you, I was doubtful whether you are sincere, so that 40 days I read namaz also without wuzu. You're spending for your salah, that is as if you are giving your zakah. And here also a very, very important point Hazrat teaches us. From this we learn and understand that Allah Ta'ala, when Allah Ta'ala has given you, then don't live like a parasite. Don't just, you use the facilities, and one is you use it and you don't even think that who is paying for this. Who is making all this available for me? And there is somebody paying for it. At home, when you pay for it, then you are conscious, offing the lights and seeing that there's no abuse. You open the tap also properly. But when you come to the masjid, we just open the tap full blast. We don't consider that all this electricity, carpets, etc., mutawallis, they have to go out. People is people's charity. So Hazrat teaches us that learn to pay for our expenses. Don't become a parasite. When Allah Ta'ala has given you, then learn to pay. You go to a masjid. If you happen to use the lights, you happen to use the wuzu khana, the toilets, then put something in the lillatan. Or give it to one, give it to one of the mutawallis, etc. And if you are jamaat, going out in a path of Allah, then realize that this masjid, who has made it available for us? Allah Ta'ala has made it, but Allah Ta'ala has used people. And people are there to see to the basic necessities and how Allah Ta'ala has made it. That you got needs, Allah has made His darbar, His court open for you. With all the needs to fulfill your necessities. And then you come in the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So a person must learn to spend on himself. Learn to spend on your family. Don't just live like a parasite. Here we came to the khanka. People are providing food. Allah Ta'ala has given you the ability. Give something towards the expenses. Water and lights we're using in the masjid, etc. Give it here to the to those in charge. Hazrat or whoever, the Hazrat will tell us that my contribution towards water and lights, etc. So a person knows, Hazrat explained, that many years ago, there was a person, very wealthy person, but very humble person, Salih Fakir, that in those days when the madrasa just started, then his intention was to build a whole masjid here. And his intention was to build a three-floor masjid. And the plans also was this thing. And he used to stay in Binoni. But Fajr time used to be here in Azadwal to see to this thing. He even started with a foundation. That time it was just a house where the Darul Uloom was. And namaz used to be taking place in the Jamia Masjid. Hazrat says that sometimes he used to come after namaz. He walks few steps. Then he takes out the 20 rand. This is now 30-40 years ago. 20 rand, he says, give this to the muazzin. He called me to salah. He did a service to me. So give this to the muazzin. Then he walks another few steps, he takes out another 20 rand, he tells Hazrat that give this to the mutawallis, I use the water in the masjid. I use the lights in the masjid. So this type of a person. And then Allah Akbar, many other qualities he had to appreciate the favors of Allah. Sometimes he was a rich man, but he used to go cold day barefoot to the masjid. That I think people who don't have shoes, how they must be this thing. So anyway, Hazrat teaches us that myself, all of us, we should learn not to waste also. Hazrat says once they went with our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali to the Khanka in Lahore. From Karachi they went to Lahore. And Hazrat said, we all came to use the Khanka here, take out money from your pockets and put towards expenses of the lights and water. And Hazrat and the pious servants were so conscious that the moment the light, the sun starts shining, and now you don't need the light, off the lights, don't waste the lights. One time one light was little on in the Khanka, and Hazrat realized, oh, it's already bright and we didn't off it. And Hazrat encouraged the friends, who is there who wants to give something contribution to this light? We wasted it. And so in this way, our Hazrat also on Safar teaches us that even wherever you go, and Maulana might be hosting you, he'll say, no, don't give for the expenses, it's our honor. But we should think that that person, how can he bear everybody's expenses? Take out from our pockets, and this we will learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you're spending for your salah, this will come in you. And you will realize, sometimes you go to somebody's place for an appointment also. There are those people, when they go for appointment, they'll make sure they take some hadya, they take something, they give to the children, that we came here for our work, why must we eat free of charge? And this type of habit, even our social visits, you go and visit somebody, take something and give. So, this namaz will teach us how to spend also. Then, so you're getting the sawab of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, or khuda, or kapra ke waste bajaye zakat, or rukh hona taraf kaaba ke haj. And in namaz, you have to face the direction of qibla. So that is as if you are in hajj now. You're facing the direction of Kaaba Sharif. Takbir-e-Tahreema bajaye ihram ke. When you say your Takbir-e-Tahreema, Allahu Akbar, the first Allah makes everything haram now. Now you like got into ihram. When you're in ihram, you got 8 restrictions for a man. You can't do certain things, scratching, etc. So the moment you're in Takbir-e-Tahreema, now you can't look around, you can't walk, you can't talk, eat. So the restrictions have come upon you. Or muh qibla ki taraf ke karna bajaye tawaf ke. And when you are facing the Qibla now, it is like you in Tawaf now. Or khara hona bajaye wukuf ke. And when you are standing firm in namaz, qiyam posture, it is like you in wukuf-e Arafat. You're not moving. Like Hazrat explained so beautifully that some brothers said that the Jamaat brothers, Tabligh Jamaat, they are bare wukuf. It's got 2 meanings. Bare wukuf means a stupid person. But bare wukuf, here what they're referring to is like a person that the bare wukuf is just on the move, he's not still. Like when you go to Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, you see there, waqf. Waqf means stop. So these people, they don't stop. They just on the move, going for gush here, going there, we're making this one rusuli, etc. So anyway, when a person is standing in namaz, it is as if you are in wukuf of Arafat. Or ruku or sujood or rakat manin dorne darmian safa marwa ka. And now when you're going up and down for ruku, sajda, you're coming up here, that is like you're running between safa and marwa. Imagine Allahu Akbar, all the sawab you're getting in your 2 rakats namaz. Or mawkuf karna khana peena bajaye roze ke hai. And then to leave out in namaz, you can't eat, you can't drink, you can't engage with your wife. So leaving out all these things in namaz, you're getting the sawab of fasting in namaz. And to a greater degree fasting. Isliye ke som band karna nafs ka hai. Aur band karne se nafs ke ek saath bhi unki khwahisha, uski khwahish se ek surat som ki ho jati hai. Balke banisbat roze ke ek taur se zyada band karna hai. Is waaste ke tawajjuh zahiri aur batini taraf ghair ke karna nahi chahiye. Allahu Akbar. And when a person is in namaz, now he has to restrict his desires, his passions. He can't eat, he can't drink. So now he's getting the sawab of roza. And in fact in namaz you're getting to a greater degree. Because in namaz you have to restrict yourself so much that you can't do anything else in namaz. In namaz, as far as roza is concerned, you have to control your desires totally. Not like now when we got roza, you can still go to your business, you can still talk to your wife, etc. In namaz to a greater degree. Because externally also, your body also, and internally, you should focus yourself not to think of anybody else besides Allah. To be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to a greater degree in namaz, you are getting the sawab of roza. Then you get in the sawab of jihad. In which way? Or dafa karna shaitan ka. Or mushakkat mein dalna nafs ka. Uski sunnaton ke aukaat mein. Namaz ke uske waaste jihad hai. Then a person in namaz, he has to fight with shaitan. that is Shaitan master who is going to bring all the thoughts. You have to keep him out of your way. And then the difficulty that you have to perform your namaz on time. You are busy in work, but now according to the sunnah time, it's azan. Now you are ready to go for the namaz. For namaz, that is, you do that difficulty, that is like going out in jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has got one chapter in his Bukhari Sharif, to go for Jummah Salah is like going for jihad. So namaz, you're getting the sawab of jihad also. But the condition is, namaz mein dil ki huzuri, dil ki shart hai. That the most important thing is that in namaz, all this great reward you're going to get. And you're going to get the whole creation's ibadat in 2 rakats, but to have the presence of mind in namaz. To work that the condition, your heart must be present. And as we are learning from the start, how to build this condition, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And as we learn in front, that when the heart is not present, then what is the condition of that namaz? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize what a great gift it is, and work towards improving our namaz every moment.